Well, after Sergeant Bergdahl was captured, obviously, there was a lot of unknown facts. And those facts, frankly, Megan, are somewhat still unknown. But the Army did do an investigation of Sergeant Bergdahl. And when we, the Intelligence Committee, were first apprised by the administration that there may be a potential swap of prisoners for Sergeant Bergdahl, I asked for a copy of his file, and I reviewed his file. They wouldn't let my staff look at it, but they would let me look at it. And I can tell you, the article in the New York Times today shocked me. This note that he supposedly left that indicated that he was sympathetic to the Taliban and unsympathetic to the American interest in this conflict was not included in that file. And I'm very surprised by that, because normally those classified files are pretty informative.